right now on VFN TV. It's the end of our 12 days of Christmas. We're so excited about Christmas coming up this Sunday. So we're going to talk about it all program long right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. With Time Magazine, we'll have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say.
For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts.
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be built.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Masa of SoftBank from Japan, and he's just agreed to invest $50 billion in the United States and 50,000 jobs.
President-elect Trump, my friend, congratulations on being elected President of the United States of America. You are a great friend of Israel. And I'm confident that the two of us, working closely together, will bring the great alliance between our two countries to even greater heights.
I had a chance to talk to President-elect Trump last night to congratulate him on winning the election. And I had a chance to invite him to come to the White House. So I have instructed my team and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect.
I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power.
When his hand comes off the Bible, when he's sworn in as president, we are hitting the ground running.
I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs who want and expect our government to serve the people, and serve the people it will. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
Do you feel optimistic about America right now? A divided America?
100%.
Why?
This is a fantastic country. We've never been anything like it. This system will produce more and more stuff and better stuff.
Trump also apparently offered a post to Robert Johnson, the founder of Black Entertainment Television. Johnson declined, saying that as entrepreneur, he didn't want to go into government bureaucracy, but also said he never thought Trump is a racist or anti-African American.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, see if we can find common ground, and I think that's the best interest of African Americans.
And I think the church has got to wake up and realize this, that the culture is being changed by persons who are dedicated to redefining the First Amendment freedom of religion as freedom of worship.
We've got to understand that the greatest need to America is the next great awakening. We've got to become involved in activism. We got to get off the bench, man. It's just like Psalm 133 says, there's a mighty, mighty anointing when the unity of the Spirit is present.
Maybe we need a new vocabulary for speaking to the American people and the body of Christ that is neither left nor right, but uniquely biblical and American. We as a body of Christ have bought into the left-right paradigm, and we automatically lop off half the population when we talk that way, because it breaks my heart that members of the body of Christ seem to find in many instances their primary identity in their race, in their skin color.
I think it is one of the tragedies of our nation, one of the shameful tragedies, that 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is one of the most segregated hours, if not the most segregated hours in Christian America.
Nobody can fix America but the church.
The church is totally silent about race. We are ourselves dysfunctional in our ability. We're family, but we're a dysfunctional family because we cannot talk about the elephant in the middle of the room.
Right.
And until we do, then the people in the street are taking up the conversation. And I think that they are God's judgment on a silent church.
Oh.
I believe that God is looking to raise up Martin Luther King Jr. with his mantle to heal the racial problem. But they're not going to just be black people. And because they're Christians, they're going to live. They see Christianity as their primary identifier.
There is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. Do not hold your peace from this day forward for the next 5 months. You will hear peace, peace, but there is no peace. The Lord says the sword of heaven is coming to liberate the ground.
Now you got racists blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to see his face? When are we going to turn?
Jezebel will not leave on her own accord, but I, the Lord, will cause her to fall from her tower of power. Even as of late, you have wondered if anything could unseat her from her evil purposes. Her victims are many. She has come to her final chapter. I, the Lord, will not tolerate her subversive activities any longer. Deliverance has finally come.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me just a moment is Steve Kolaszewski, and we want to wish you a very merry, merry Christmas. Here it is, Friday, right before Christmas. We're excited. We're going to spend the whole program just focusing on and enjoying the Christmas season. As a matter of fact, can you imagine being pulled over for a traffic violation? I mean, you did violate the law, and you get pulled over, and the police officer, instead of the police officer writing you a ticket that would cost you $100, $200, they actually ask you what you want for Christmas, and they give it to you right there on the stop. Well, take a look at this.
Most of the contact police officers have with the general public is on a traffic stop, and you can find out a lot about that person in that 10 to 15 minute window, whether they're having a good day, a bad day, or a horrible day. And then we got this idea, what if we could change that person's day in real time? What if we could change that person's day right now?
Got all your Christmas shopping done?
No, I haven't started. Yeah, she wants like Lego Friends. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Oh yeah, yeah. My daughter loves Lego Friends. They're great.
Lego what? Friends? Daughter wants Lego Friends? Okay.
Go.
We got three.
Any other kids or just the one?
I got another one. Yeah, cool. I got a son.
What does he want?
He's only five. Yeah. So he has all these things that he wants that are unrealistic.
Like
I'm not gonna be able to get.
Like what?
Like this electric scooter.
Something like this?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Alrighty, well, you want to open up the back seat or your trunk?
Was I really getting pulled over?
Yeah, you got pulled over. You got illegal tinted windows.
Oh my God, she just put that on her list.
And the...
We just went through and did the list.
And the high school.
Oh my God.
Pretty
no
awesome.
Way. Oh my God, can I hug you? Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So am I getting it? I'm not getting a ticket, right?
I can give you one if you want.
No, yeah, if you open it, right?
What?
Have you tried those?
No.
Will those maybe fit?
That's exactly what I was hoping for when I said that.
What the heck?
Can I have it?
You can have that.
Thank you.
And there's something there for you too, sir.
Okay,
thank you.
Oh my God, you're kidding me. Ah, I want to hug you. That is so great. Thank you.
Something your little boy might like?
This just turned my bad day into a good one.
What?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No, it just fell off the back of a truck. You know, you didn't see the guy in the red sleigh? Sorry, the wrap job isn't perfect, you know. It's a little windy out. Huh? Well, we got radios and sleighs and magic elves and stuff.
The Xbox One.
Yeah. That's what your kids want.
Yeah.
That's the go-to present for your kids.
Yeah, but they're not going to have it.
Go. See the car.
Yeah? Oh, my God. The kids gonna love me.
How about you?
Huh? I'm looking at maybe a new TV.
We were talking about that for the room for our bedroom. This goofball here knocked our LCD over.
Oh, yeah?
And it cracked the entire thing.
So you need a new TV, huh?
Yes.
Thank you. Something like this?
Yeah, something very similar to that.
All righty. Well, open up your door, boss.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Huh? Merry Christmas. You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Man, that sure is nice of you. I mean, I've been pulled over by police officers before, and they've always been good to me. Never this good.
That's so exciting. We're seeing the police officers in their hearts. They just want to be able to bless the community which they serve. We're going to give a very happy Merry Christmas to our police officers that are out there, the sheriffs, the police, the marshals, the federal officers, all the ones, the Border Patrol that keep us safe. We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. To all the parents that are out there and those that really understand how blessed we are in America, did you know that that our poorest person in America is richer than 70% approximately of the 7 billion people on the face of the earth? I mean, we're just blessed in so many different ways. And just when you have running water coming out of the faucet in the morning, or you have, you know, electricity coming. As a matter of fact, here is two parents explaining to their kids just how blessed we are. We have so much to be grateful for in this Christmas. Let's take a look.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Christine! You're here too! I love you!
I know.
Dad, what's happening?
Honey, the power works! It's coming, it goes on and off! Whatever we want! We've got clean water!
Oh, that's great! Look at that!
Ooh! I bet I know what this does!
Rain down the glorious water!
Shoes. Oh, what do we got here, guys?
Food.
I love food. A boost food? Do you not have work? This is awesome. Look, listen here.
Dee,
the what?
Josh, be careful.
I have a car. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, you have a car.
A car!
And don't forget your coffee.
You're the best.
That's so, we have so much to be grateful for. I think every parent can relate to that. Running water, electricity, car, coffee, shoes, briefcase, all these things God's blessed us with. We were just so thankful this Christmas. Make sure you join us after this break. We're going to continue the celebration of the 12th day of the 12 days of Christmas. Join us.
On behalf of all of us at Ears to Hear, we would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The story of Jesus, Christmas time's here. Can you?
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
So, my son came to me, and she came to me, and we launched this vision of Kids on the Mall in D.C. And 7 months before the gathering, my 13-year-old, my 12-year-old boy had come to me, and he said, Dad, I had a dream. And in the dream, there were two gangs fighting, a devil gang and a God gang. And he said, I went to the leader of the God gang and said, how old do you have to be a part of the God gang? And the leader said, the rules have changed. It used to be 21, but now it's 12. He said, Dad, what does it mean? I said, son, I think you're to be about your father's business at age 12. Tithe your teenage years to God and don't waste them.
Grace, you don't want to do this. It's the wrong decision.
Is it? I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God. I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Merry, Merry Christmas. As you can see, this beautiful, wonderful fire that we're warming ourselves up.
We spent all morning getting that started for you.
All morning. Matter of fact. Oh, okay. So we just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. I don't know if you know this or not, because everything seems to be so in your face all the time now. But there was a day that we used to look at the moon and wonder and dream. It was a big deal. To think about the moon. Yeah, you look at it, and people buy telescopes to be able to see it, and that thing called the man in the moon they would talk about. But now people don't even think about the moon anymore. Right. They're thinking about, like, what, Pluto, and what's the furthest planet that's out there?
Pluto.
Thank you.
Well, reportedly it's not even a planet anymore, so it's whatever the planet is right before that, which I don't know. But let's go with Pluto. That sounds good.
So you think about this. I remember my mother, when we first moved into this particular house that Mom and Dad bought, and it was the house that actually Isaiah's mother would live in the future for a little bit. But Dad built this house. And I moved into my brand new bedroom, and Mama bought me a half rounded globe for my light fixture. And it was the moon. Mm-hmm. And it had the space. It literally had a spaceship on, my mom was awesome, right? And so she had a spaceship on there, so I didn't even have to look outside. I could just turn the light on and wonder, right?
There it is.
It was totally amazing until I was doing this thing and it broke, and it was just...
You broke your mom's gift?
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Let's move on. She's forgiven me for that. As a matter of fact, think about the man in the moon. Take a look.
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this planet, you know I'd stay, but I just can't stand it, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. So here I go, I'm still scratching around in the same old hole. My body feels young, but my mind is very old. So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams that are mine anyway. You're half the world away. You're half.
That's so awesome, you know, just that wonder that you have as a child. It's like everybody's lost their wonder.
Yeah, imagination is gone.
I think about this. I think about that the book written by Francis Chan when he's talking about looking at the universe. Mm-hmm. He describes the awesomeness of the universe.
Crazy love.
Yeah, crazy love. And he says, you know, why did God do this, you mm-hmm. know? And one answer he said, you know, he's talking in his book, he says, just because I could. Right?
As you can.
And so, and then he says, the other thing is, when we look at the vastness of creation and what God's done, is like, who do you think you are, right?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it's like, men, we don't have that same wonder this young girl had anymore. When mm-hmm. we look at God's creation, we got to say, God, give us that wonder again. That just looking at things, and just because we can Google it, don't mean we know it. You know, just having that wonder about, you know, what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the exact same thought I have every time. It's like you go to the beach and you kind of look at the ocean. And it's just like the horizon is just right. as far as you can see. And you just really just think about just the depths of the ocean. And it just reminds me of the scripture that talks about how wide, how deep, how mm-hmm. long, and how high is the love of God. And it's just like it dwarfs
right.
the very ideas of just like, wow, to think that you're even mindful of us.
Yeah, and you think about this. You think about that, you know, when you're serving as a Marine, not that you're not a Marine anymore, mm-hmm. although what we talked about before, anyway, so, because there was this Marine, we can't talk about it. He just said it was too sad. I was
That's okay.
Proud.
That's all
no,
right. Go for it. Go
it's
for
a
it.
Fellow Marine. But anyway, so you know how lonely it can be out there when you're in the battle and mm-hmm. you're doing things. And in one particular Marine, and a lot of people, I guess, have different talents. Obviously, they're there. They're not all just soldiers, but obviously they're soldier accountants and media and mm-hmm. singers. And this one particular Marine took the time to sing a Christmas song from the battlefield mm-hmm. to his family. It was just so, can you imagine that? It's just such, it's such a keeper,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. It's amazing how it's just like being able to just play music and worship, and it changes the whole atmosphere of a whole wartime environment. I remember we actually had one of the guys in our platoon. His name was Shoemaker,
and he actually brought his violin. And we would come home from missions, and he would play the violin. And it's amazing how you'd have 10 guys, all Marines, listening to a guy playing the violin in the middle of a war environment. It's just, it's powerful.
Well, this is not a violin. This is a guitar. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
It's Christmas time, and I'm gone again. I left you alone again, and I don't have you in my arms to hold, 'cause I'm 7,000 miles away from home. Yes, I'm 7,000 miles away from home. Presents wrapped with ribbon and bow, kids making angels in the snow. Red and green Christmas lights, tiny frozen hands from snowball fights. Well, hot chocolate for rosy cheeks, smoking chimneys and icy streets. Well, it's Christmas time, and I'm gone again. I left you alone again, and I don't have you in my arms to hold, 'cause I'm 7,000 miles away from home. Yes, I'm 7,000 miles away from home. Well, Salvation Army bells are ringing, little angels softly singing. We're front yard nativity scenes, snowflakes and caroling. Well, eggnog with cinnamon, the northern star guides three wise men. Well, it's Christmas time, and it's a tough, hard life being a military wife, spreading cheer along the way, wearing a smile every day while your husband's away. At Christmas time, when I'm gone again, I left you alone again at Christmas time.
Merry Christmas to all of our soldiers that have went into the harm's way to be able to keep us safe. We're grateful for you, and it makes me think of the one Marine I can't bring up now because you don't want to bring this Marine up, but his last breath here in America was, you know, laying his life down for our country, and it was just an exciting thing. And but I just want to say thank you to all of our soldiers, all of our vets that are back, and we just wish you a Merry Christmas and pray that the Lord will bless you whatever you need in 2017 to be able to be the to live a full life that the Lord has blessed you with. Listen, we have this offer for you. We'll be back after this break. We're going to continue focusing on Christmas. And this is going to be, when we get back from the break, about imagine this little boy that all he wants to give for his mother is a pair of shoes, but he doesn't have enough money, but he only has a few moments left with his mother before she goes to be with the Lord. It is, it just touches your heart. But first, this offer after the break.
Offer 2021. The greatest among us are those who serve us, the humble, for they come to us in God's power. Today it seems so many are trying by every means possible to promote themselves, get more, reach the top, and get the most. But looking back on how God showed us his humility through his son Jesus Christ puts everything in the right perspective. Of course, there was, is, and never will be anyone who was on earth more powerful and worthy than Jesus Christ. Yet he humbled himself before his Father, God and man, while entrusting himself to his Father who judges justly. In these days, according to the New York Post, more people die taking selfie pictures of themselves than those that died of shark bites in a time an estimated 1.44 billion people who say, check out my Facebook. According to thestatista.com, are posting their every thought or action. Humility seems to be the last thing on many people's minds. Find out what is meant by humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God is looking for men and women who he can promote in life, in relationships, in business, and in ministry. But he will only exalt and loan his power to the humble. Remember, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can always go back to him and learn of his ways if we've gotten off track. Become a VFN TV partner at VFNTV.com. Partner now with us. Or you can also write to us at VFN TV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can contact us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2021. The greatest among us are those who serve us, the humble, for they come to us in God's power.
Recently, when I've been praying, it's like Jesus isn't letting me feel his presence. Usually, I can almost reach out and touch him, but right now, it's like he's a million miles away.
Honey, you of all people should realize when you're going through something really hard, the teacher is always quiet during the test.
On behalf of all of us here at Old Time Remedies, we would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The world in white, I'm taken back to the place you covered me.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are adults allowed to speak at a school event concerning religion? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
My question is, do I, as a pastor or an adult, if I'm invited by a student to speak, if they ask me to, at the school ground?
You probably would if the school allows on-campus visitors that are not parents or guardians. That's going to be the question. And then, if it's before the beginning of the school day, it really should not be a problem to participate in the event that way. However, it does need to be overall. The event should be student-led and student-initiated. That is the test that the Supreme Court consistently utilizes on these issues, and that's what I would encourage you to be looking at. And also, let the school know you're coming. That's critically important here.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
The word today is balance. Chad Wilkins from Osage City, Kansas. Chad's an executive director for the Resource Center for Independent Living. And Chad, when you asked me to talk about balance, let me just make a confession to you right on the start, and that is, that's a challenge for a leader every day of their life. I have never run into any leader that was highly successful that said, can I tell you something? For the last 17 years, my life has been in balance. Now, we get out of balance, and the reason we get out of balance is because leaders seize opportunities, and the times and the seasons of life ebb and flow. And so what I want you to know is I think our life is always out of balance, but we should always be striving for balance. So let me explain how you do that. There are seasons when I have to work very hard, and perhaps I'm neglecting family responsibilities, personal responsibilities, and so I say, okay, this is for a season, but I want to make sure that I swing back and give maybe a more proportionate time for my family or for myself. So what I do is I make sure that if I'm out of balance, I swing back to the other side, let the pendulum bring me to maybe a little bit more proactive with my family or with myself or with the rest that I need. And it's a constant challenge. Keep control of your calendar. If you don't, your life will never get any kind of close to balance at all. Have a few margins in your life. You need it because there are times when we are going to crash if we don't have just some margins for us to be able to emotionally, spiritually, physically rest and get our act together. But it is a continual challenge for any successful person to keep their life in total balance.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light
on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompt.
Sweet little Jesus boy, we made you be born.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas to you. We're so excited to be able to celebrate Christmas. You're not going to believe this or not, but he fought wars. He did all these huge things in his life. Television, journalism, business degree, but he couldn't bake cookies, right? Isn't that right?
This is reportedly based off of assumptions and multiple sources. You know what? I have so much respect.
This is a Christian television program.
I have so much respect.
So, could you bake cookies?
After a couple failed dozens, I can now. I can actually get them to stay the shape after you put them.
So you're saying after war, after college, after all the stuff, journalism, television, you just learn how to bake cookies?
The shaped ones. I can cook circles. Circles I got down, but they don't teach you that in boot camp. You gotta learn, man. That's tough. That's a fight.
Well, it really makes me think of this boy right here. This little boy right here, he is looking intently, just like you were, at everybody making cookies because he wanted to surprise his family at Christmas. Let's take a look. That is so, just rings the bell, don't it?
Yes, that's the journey, man. You just got to figure it out. You got to walk it out.
That rings the bell, learning how to make. So you make great cookies. Now, as a matter of fact, there was ladies getting together that worked with children, ministered to children, and they came together and they had your cookies.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, actually, I had a couple myself before I tested them out, and tasted pretty good.
Was that legal to eat your own cookies?
In some states, it is.
So last I heard, everybody's doing fine.
Yep.
Or anything like that. Well, I think about new songs. They just kind of threw this song together at the last moment, and it has touched the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful story about a love that a son has for a mother.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's called Christmas Shoes. I want you to see it. Take a look.
You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and
know these shoes will make her smile, and one or two look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years, then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically, then he turned and he looked at me. He said, mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down, I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget when he said, mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. Know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
We're in our final 12th day of 12 Days of Christmas celebrating. We're so excited. Yes. Our final 12 Days of Christmas. And we're going to go to a break and come back. We have something that's going to touch your heart. Imagine, because so many young people today feel like they've been around so long, and they think that the message of even the gospel and the birth of Christ is old. Well, Bethel takes it to today and says, what would the birth of Christ look like if Jesus was born today? It's going to touch your heart, but join us after the break.
You okay, Grace?
Yeah, I just can't stop thinking about Brooke. You know, she's searching. She's hurting.
Yeah. That's the thing about atheism. It doesn't take away the pain. It just takes away the hope.
On behalf of all of us here at Irene Williams Barbecue, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
Listen to me, men. The story of a nation is the story of its families written large. And if we want to see the things change out here, we've got to start in our home. A messed up man will produce a messed up family that will produce a messed up church that will result in a messed up neighborhood that will cause a messed up city, that will bring about a messed up county, that will result in a messed up state, that will reside in a messed up country, that will bring about a messed up world. So if we want better worlds composed of better countries inhabited by better states, made up of better counties that are composed of better cities inhabited by better neighborhoods, illumined by better churches made up of better families, we better go home better men. It starts with our own commitment to be men of God.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Well, Merry, Merry Christmas. If you want to know where you get that music that you're hearing on our program, it is new song, The Best Christmas Ever. You can find out how to get it on VFNTV.com. We have all the details for you. It's a great, great Christmas album. Well, you know, today, when you think about it, so many people, it's hard for them to imagine what, you know, the olden days, like 20 years ago, was like. You know, they can't even imagine a VCR,
VHS
and
tape.
The 45 records, you know, the size 45 we would carry around, all stacked up and stuff. I mean, they don't even know.
Vinyl.
Vinyl. We'd buy this huge vinyl thing, and we were so proud of that. But now, today, this generation, they just can't connect. They don't have the imagination to be able to understand that life wasn't like this, you know, and that, but our God was chose to be born in a manger based on how things were in the season over 2,000 years ago. That's how it was. So all this technology and things that we got, we think that just we're hot shots because of that. But the reality is, God exists totally outside of that.
Right.
But Bethel takes us right there in this one moment of what it would look like if Jesus was born today. Take a look. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
What's the point?
It all started with a girl. She found out she was going to have a baby. A very special baby.
Mary.
Yes?
You've been chosen. You'll have a child. Very special child.
I don't understand.
In time you will.
Was she scared?
Scared and excited. But she's supposed to marry a boy. She told him the news.
Joseph. You will take Mary to be your wife.
Understood.
What happened to them?
They had a long way to go. When they needed help, most wouldn't.
What an awesome, awesome year 2016 has been. We just so thank you for joining us and all the prophetic words that went out and all the news that went out and this God's news behind the news. Just a very exciting, exciting time. We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas from the VFN family, VFN TV, and just say a blessing over you. And we want to pray with you, as a matter of fact, right now. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the blessing over our audience, God. And we pray for them even now, Lord God, that you would bless them this Christmas season. They would remember, God, just like we just saw, that you are so relevant to our now and our this moment in time, God. You are the reason for this season, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, Merry Christmas.
We'll do it one at a time. Who's going to go first? Jonathan, you want
to
go first?
Okay, you got to go like this. Okay, hold on.
Ready? Ready? How's it going?
Don't go that slow. All right. Ready?
Ready? Do it. Come on. Ready? Let's go.
Go.
Okay, go. Look up, right? Ready? All right, we did it. Alrighty.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.